In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is risen.
Indeed, he is risen.
So blessed Mother's Day to all our mothers. Here's a little Mother's Day story for you from 40 years ago this very month. I was 14 years old and was going to be going to my first rock and roll concert. Now back then, if you wanted to buy concert tickets, you couldn't just connect your laptop to the internet and enter your debit card number. First of all, there was no such thing as laptops. Second of all, there was no such thing as the internet. And third of all, there was no such thing as a debit card. To get concert tickets, you physically went to the ticket outlet, waited in line, and paid cash. And well, if it was a popular show, you'd have to get there early. And if it was a really popular show and likely to sell out, you would camp out in line overnight. So my older brother and I begged permission to bring lawn chairs and camp out at this ticket outlet about a mile and a half from our house, and our parents surprisingly said yes. So besides being an exciting adventure for a 14-year-old boy, I thought I was so cool. Hanging around with mostly older teens and young 20s and no parents anywhere to be seen. I mean, there were a sprinkling of parents in the line, but not my parents. Not my parents. And at age 14, I didn't want anyone to know that I even had parents. As morning dawned, scouts from various groups of friends we saw went across the street to the donut shop or to McDonald's for an Egg McMuffin. Which, by the way, Egg McMuffins had only been around for 5 years that night, to show you how long ago this was. Now, this was my first experience in a ticket line overnight, and I hadn't brought any money for breakfast, just for my ticket. Now, the place started selling tickets at 9 o'clock, which wasn't too bad. Still, I was a 14-year-old boy, so I was getting really hungry. Right around 8:30 in the morning, this enormous banana yellow station wagon pulls up to the curb next to the line. Now, mind you, a late 70s model Ford LTD station wagon was about as big as an aircraft carrier and just as easy to hide. And a window rolls down and a woman's voice calls out, "Yoo-hoo, Chris!" And I look up and it's my mom. And she's holding two Ziploc baggies, one full of Cheerios, the other full of milk. Now, aside from the humiliation of all these people finding out that I came from parents, it was really a nice gesture, really. Even keeping the milk and the Cheerios separate while she packed up the car and came to the place and pulled in so that the Cheerios wouldn't get soggy. What a thoughtful attention to detail. And now to be clear, I wouldn't have starved without it, but that's not the point. Or actually, maybe that is actually the point. It didn't have to be done, and she did it anyway. The act was a motherly gesture of loving kindness that goes beyond what is necessary to what is good and kind and caring and loving. And I'd like to use my mother's act of bringing a bag of Cheerios and a bag of milk to that ticket line. And I think most of us, if we think back to the mothers in our lives, mothers, grandmothers, godmothers, spiritual mothers, most of us could multiply examples like this in our own lives 70 times 7. I'd like to use that act as an introduction to today's feast in the church, in which we revisit the faithful myrrh-bearing women on their visit to the tomb that early Sunday morning, going to anoint the body of Jesus and becoming the first witnesses of the resurrection. Someone might ask, what is the point of going to anoint a dead body? Who does that? Who does that? Who has a grave opened 2 days later in order to anoint a body? Was that really necessary? But this, my friend, is precisely the point. It was not necessary. That's the point. But they did it anyway. that's what really matters. That's the point of this story. It was not necessary, but they did it anyway. Jesus died late on a Friday afternoon. And by the time Joseph and Nicodemus get permission from Pilate and lay the Savior's body in the tomb, it's sunset. It's sunset already. And it's sunset on the Sabbath, which means no work can be done, including no funerals. The sacred day of rest and Passover weekend, the most solemn Sabbath of the year. And therefore, the Savior's body is laid to rest with no funeral rites being performed. As you might imagine, that did not sit well with these women, that of all the people not to receive a proper burial, Jesus, the Savior and the Messiah, the healer and the reconciler, the Son of God come among us to manifest and to be love in this world. Not only is Jesus horribly and unfairly crucified, but he gets no funeral, not even an anointing. Unacceptable. Unacceptable. To these women, that detail is absolutely unacceptable. Now, they might not have had the power to stop the crucifixion, but as sure as the sun rises in the east, these mothers were going to give this beloved man at least his proper anointing. And mind you, we're using mother in its spiritual and eternal sense. Only some of these women had actual offspring, but all of them were the role of mother to Jesus, mothers to the church. And this is an eternal motherhood of the most godly type. Now, these mothers didn't go to the tomb expecting the resurrection. They went as an act of love, an act of decency, an act of this is what we do and this is what is right, as an offering of the details of beauty that many would have said was unnecessary. Yet these details are, in fact, the greater and the more essential parts of this life to honor, to do the extra, to show reverence, to be kind, to fulfill, and ultimately to love, to fulfill with love what the world lacks without these details. And so as we remember and celebrate these noble women, these eternal mothers, and the way their attention to details that the world may have found unnecessary, but details that were an outpouring of love and honor for the one who is both God and friend, as we remember these mothers of the church, maybe also remember the mothers in our own lives too. Mothers, grandmothers, godmothers, spiritual mothers, even future mothers. And in particular, the loving details that they attended to in your life and perhaps still do. Everything from bringing Cheerios and milk to a teenage son waiting in line for his first concert, to all the niceties and the comforts and the beauties and the joys and the kindnesses and the loves that she brings and brought to you in your life. And maybe most importantly, to the loving kindness by which she honors God, whether outwardly and overtly, or by the subtle inward way of the quiet place of her heart. And whether a mother in your life is still with you, or she has been called to the day without end, may her witness of attending to the loving details both be remembered and inspire you. Amen.